Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Thursday. Much nicer, 39 now and sunny. Tonight, we'll talk to the man who was behind this set of bills to make government more transparent here in Lansing. We'll get his thoughts on the Senate Majority Leader opposing his entire plan to allow legislators to be now subject to FOIA requests. Also, we saw the Fed raise interest rates this week, but if we continue, we'll hear from a market expert that says it's going to head us right into a recession. But let's begin with what happened today in Lansing. The AARP Michigan hosting a news conference of Michiganders who are going to be impacted by the American Health Care Act. They're concerned about what's ahead. Two of them are with us here on WILS. Chris Tarpoff of East Lansing, used to work in insurance, now retired. Also, Diane Bright of Troy. She's an occupational therapist. Chris and Diane, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah, Chris, let's begin with you. Now, you worked here in Lansing in this area. Is that where you were working in insurance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're retired. How long have you been retired now?
It's been about 12 years.
Okay. Now, in terms of your concerns about this new Health Care Act, what are they exactly?
Well, my concern, or our concern, actually, with AARP is that the anticipated increases in premiums and deductibles and copays, particularly for those prior to age 64 or through age 64, if the American Health Care Act is enacted.
Okay. And are you under 64 yourself, or how old are you right now?
No, I'm 71, and I've been on Medicare for 6 years myself.
Okay. And how good of a program is it in your view then?
Well, Medicare is absolutely wonderful, and there are close to 2 million people in Michigan alone participating in Medicare. There are some 57 million people nationwide. Which it started in 1965. It was when it was signed into law, but then it took effect in 66. 19 million people signed up for it immediately. Matter of fact, Harry Truman was the first person to receive a Medicare card.
Right. Now, you're concerned about the copay, that it wouldn't affect you directly. You're saying others would be affected by it?
At this point, Medicare seems to be left alone, but the future is not exactly reliable, because there are, with these supposed stages that the American Health Care Act is going to be going through, one of those stages indicates thus far that Medicare could very well be turned into a voucher program, where, in fact, seniors would be given a voucher to be able to buy insurance for themselves on the open market.
Okay. Diane, what's the problem with that, with having a voucher program?
Well, the interesting thing is that actually I am an under 65-er, and my husband is a retiree of major health insurance company who actually went to change their retirement guaranteed insurance plan to a voucher program. Mm-hmm. And I then had to receive a voucher, a certain amount, that I had to go to their marketplace, only their insurance, pick out what I would buy with that voucher. Nothing that compared to the insurance that I had had prior to that change. And even with an additional $4,000 a year, I could not come up to the standard of what I had had being part of a group plan.
Well, what do you say to those that say that, look, we simply can't afford what we have now? The Obamacare system just won't be sustainable. We need to make some changes, and there are going to be costs involved. What do you say to them?
Well, what I would say is there's going to be costs involved no matter what we do. If you don't look at maintaining, if you don't look at providing good health care, then you are decreasing the entire capacity of the community of the country to stay healthy. Why do we have, why are we able to take care of people in their homes now? It's because they've been able to receive these types of care. And if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. And when you're talking about raising, I'm working. Mm-hmm. So my $4,000 increase, or my $4,000 payout, to not get the same insurance, to still have a high deductible, to still have a high premium, will double. in the time that, you know, this one. So $8,000 a year, possibly more. Okay. And so what people will choose to do is not have insurance.
Yeah, but we're seeing premiums going up anyway right now.
Right.
Under the Affordable Care.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, the other part of that is, and so we see increased health risk, increased people being hospitalized or not hospitalized, not buying health insurance because they simply can't afford it. And we have people that are already not buying their prescriptions because they can't afford it. Mm-hmm. They're cutting pills in half. So, you know, if you say let them eat cake, they don't have the cake to eat. So, I think that you need to look at the whole plan and not rush it. And do things need to be changed? Absolutely.
Well, Diane Bright is with us here on WILS. Also, Chris Tarpoff, both of them speaking today at a press conference held by AARP Michigan. Chris, do you agree that there is a problem with the Affordable Care Act?
Well, there is in the sense that the increasing costs of treatment of medical care overall has been increasing rapidly, though the Affordable Care Act curbed some of the increases that we had been seeing that were so rampant prior to the ACA coming into play. Mm-hmm. Now, AARP is very cognizant of trying to curb costs in the future. And one thing that we have advocated is the negotiation of Medicare to be able to buy drugs as the VA does and has done so successfully. We're seeing, you know, such powerful drugs come on the market these days that, in fact, replace older prescriptions that may be lying around in someone's home, mm-hmm. But still taking. And think of all the problems that causes, along with these new, much more powerful drugs.
Yeah,
so it's a real concern.
That doesn't appear that that's going to happen, right? This
Well, not at this point, but we've certainly been advocating for that, and we're not alone. I think there are some very opinionated people in the form of other groups who would probably go along with trying to negotiate for lower drug prices.
Yeah. At 71, are you comfortable with the idea that Medicare will be there for your own lifespan? That
yes, but again, you know, like anything else, we have to keep an eye on it and make sure that it will be there for future generations.
Diane, tell me this: when you talk about what you want to see, is it clear? I mean, in terms of the changes you want to see happening, can you identify what they are right now?
Well, I think we've touched on some of them. Basically, to provide and protect a Medicare-type plan, our aging you can't take away what was promised, what you've already paid into. Everybody that is, you know, in their late 50s, 60s, and even up to date 30-year-olds are paying into that program. So you're taking away something that you were, you know, that you've already paid for. And the things that what we really need to see is the containment of costs, you know, the rising costs for profit in the medical field. I'm in the medical field myself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the for-profit part of it, the for-profit for the insurance companies, they're not losing on this.
So what,
the average person
how do we,
is losing
how do we
on
do
this.
That? How do we actually get a grip on these costs that keep rising?
How do we get a grip on them?
Yeah.
I would think that we start looking at health and welfare as a right in this country and saying that if we're looking at our safety as a right and we're looking at we should look at our health and welfare because in the beginning of our democracy, that was what was the promise of the forefathers.
Yeah,
what's a legitimate government?
If it's a right, what about the responsibility end? I mean, there are a lot of people that simply don't take care of themselves properly. How much of a problem do you think that really is in the picture?
There's just general things that happen within in health environment, health and things that you cut back on are, you know, obviously, yes, do have a contribution to everybody's health. But right now, there's more of a health and wellness feel for people in the United States. And I think your younger generation now is probably a good example.
They're the ones, too, that haven't really signed up for the programs.
Right, and they're not going to pay the cost.
Right.
But here's where they will pay the cost. If I planned and I chose to work for someplace for 30 years and have my health and welfare, my health benefits paid for, in my case, pay for them myself. Mm-hmm. And I took care of myself, and I saved, and I planned for my retirement. Mm-hmm. And now you tell me at the short end of the yardstick that I need twice as much as what I planned for. It's going to come upon either my the government,
right. Somebody's going to
or
have to
my
pay.
Family, yeah, or no, somebody else to take care of me.
It's a tough spot to be in. Diane Bright of Troy, Chris Tarpoff of East Lansing here on 1320 WILS. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a pleasure.
It is.